Foxtrot 4 Lima Victor AF4LV Mark near Belton, South Carolina. And I'm just testing the radio with an antenna that is not usually connected to it. And I have with me in the ham shack here my 5-year-old grandson, Rafe. Rafe is a future ham operator, and he would just like to say hello. Again, this is a test. This is only a test, but if anyone is listening, you may wish to say hello to Rafe. Rafe is going to say hello.
Hi. My name is Rafe.
And Rafe is very thankful to be speaking on the radio, and I'd just like to say 73 in case anyone is listening. And AF4LV will be clear.
Hi, it's KI4DOS Mobile. You're getting into the repeater a little there, Mark, but you're just a little bit, got a little scrambled eggs in the background, you know, a little frying bacon, not too bad. But you're perfectly readable. Good hearing you in here today. Hope you and the grandson are having a great afternoon.
DOS AF4LV, Gary, it's always great to hear you. I don't get on the radio much because I've had incessant problems with the CM271F. There was a break in the output. I've done some resoldering, still getting a lot of hash. And both of my 2-meter antennas that I've used, one is a dipole, and the other one is a mobile that I've modified the location, obviously, to serve as a rooftop. And I need to get a decent 2-meter base station antenna. So right now you're hearing us on an off-center fed dipole. I have no idea what the match mismatch is, but it's designed for one, for 80 meters through 10, and here we are trying to use it on 2. So anyway, thanks for your time, Gary. I hope to get on Wednesday evening. I'd love to get on a regular basis and listen to the swap net. Always good to hear you. Thanks for coming back. 73, have a blessed day. From Mark and Rafe, thanks for saying hello. AF4LV, over.
Good deal. I tell you, using an 80-meter dipole on 2 meters, that's pretty good. It is working, so there you go. Mark, I think I've got a Ringo Ranger 2 antenna out there in the barn. I'll have to look and see, but look me up on QRZ and shoot me an email, and I'll get back in touch with you and let you know if I've got it. If I have, you're welcome to it.
Well, Gary, that's mighty kind of you to offer to look that up and think of us. There are times when I feel like I could give my right arm just to have a decent 2-meter antenna. And I'm not giving up on this little Kenwood portable. I've done some soldering before. I want to make sure that it's going to be okay. But I think I would try out a new antenna before I took the cover off because, as you said, it is getting out, although with some hash. So we may not be in as bad a situation as we think with the transceiver itself. So thanks very much. I'll definitely get on QRZ, look you up, and give you a shout, and we'll take it from there. If this works out, great. If not, that was meant to be. So thanks a lot, and you and K3JOY, your dear wife, have a great day, and nice to talk to you again. So from Belton, South Carolina, to, I think, Easley, K4DOS, say 73, and we'll be clear after our final. This is AF4LV.
Well, I'm actually mobile in Greenville right now, but yeah, we're from Easley, and I won't take your right arm. Take care there, young man, and I'll be listening, looking for your email. AF4LV, KI4DOS, mobile clear.